we're learning the laws of Purim and Megillah. It's brought down in the Ramah in the Siman Tafresh Tzadi in Zion. Od Kosfu, it's written down Shinahagu Hatinakos of Suras Haman Al Eitzim Vabanim, that children would write down Haman's name on pieces of wood or on stone. O lichtav shem Haman Alehem, write their name on different things. And lahakosan zel al zeh, they would take these two pieces of wood and they would bang them one to another. Kdei shimcha shmo al derech mochatimcha zecha malik, v'shem reshaim yirkov. So the inyan of making noise, not only when you hear a Russia's name, that we don't want to hear that name, so by making noise, it's a way of blotting and removing the name. But also, by banging them together, what happened was, through this friction and the banging, it causes the name, which was written on these two pieces of wood, to erase. So this is the custom that's brought down in the Ramah. Now the Prima Gadim points out that even though this is a universal custom, sometimes, nonetheless, yotzascharam behefseidim. Even though you have good intentions, because after all we'll be reading the Shabbos about Zachar and Amalek, Haman who descended from Amalek, nonetheless it's possible this good act could cause there could be issues. Shemavalvin harbe shliach tzibur yishtok ba'od ba'od shemek. At the time that they're banging, unfortunately, what ends up happening is that it's not possible always to hear every word, and the person who's reading has to continuously stop. He said that because, as it says in the Megillas Esther two times, it says that the word igeris, that's a letter, and when a person receives a letter, a letter that you certainly want to read, you don't just read a few sentences and then put it down and get to something and then read it later on, the rest. A person gets an igaris, they read the whole thing. And therefore, since that's the enthusiasm one is supposed to display upon reading the Megillah, you're not supposed to have large breaks while the Megillah is being read. And therefore he says that certainly one has to be concerned about that issue, that the potential of making a large hasid. Now the truth is, the Gemara in Brachos in Yudal and Manav asked the question whether or not a person is allowed to have some type of a break, some type of hesek in their reading. So he said, this is the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, "B'Megillah, mahu shiasik." Do we say that when it comes to the reading of the Megillah that you're allowed to have some type of a break, or as it's brought down when it comes to the Kriyat Shema, there are certain people that you're allowed to interrupt in order to be able to acknowledge their being present? If a king says hello, you have to respond and the like. So does that also apply when it comes to the Megillah? So the Gemara says, on one hand, perhaps I'm reading Kavachomer, Kriya Shema Dereisa Poisek Hillel Durabanan. Perhaps you would say that by the Shema we allow you to make certain interruptions, even though it's a Torah obligation. So Megillah, which is a rabbinical law, certainly you're allowed to. O Dilma Persumi Nisa Adif. Perhaps because the whole concept of Persumi Nisa, publicizing the miracle, perhaps that's even more important that he shouldn't be masik. Now the Gemara says in Brachos, Armele Posek Ve'en Bekach Klum. You are allowed to have certain interruptions. Again, L'chatchil, it's preferable if one could avoid them, but nonetheless, one, under certain circumstances, could be make some type of interruption, and nonetheless they'd still fulfill their obligation. Now, in this, the Magen Avraham says that lo yafsik rak kedei neshima, as we said, when it comes to the reading, l'chatchila, preferably a person should not stop even for a short amount of time, just enough to take a nice breath before you continue reading the next sentence. Afilu bein pasuk apasuk shesarach likros kigeres. He said, because it's like a letter, you're not supposed to make all these stops. Now, under certain circumstances, the Rashba says that there was once a situation in the community in which there was a large noise. He says it was a kol katata b'chutz, and because of this, numerous people left the shul. The person who was reading the Megillah stopped. He didn't continue, but he stopped his reading, and some people walked out to see what was going on, what was this commotion about, and they came back, and the question was, is that considered to be such a hefsek that those people will not be able to listen afterwards to the rest of the Megillah reading. So this is what is brought down in the Rashi. This was a question that was cited to him. And the answer is as follows. It says, "Afil shokini ligmor es kula eino chozel rosh." You don't have to repeat the entire Megillah, even if you had enough time to say the whole thing, right? And he says, "And v'im chozer v'karu," if you would repeat the reading and say the brachos, "tosu biyadam," you made a mistake. "V'chol os davar sheino sarach nikr hedyet." If you do something which you don't need to, you're not being a chassid. You're not going and doing the mitzvahs properly, you're a simpleton. "V'kol shekein im chozer varech," if you made a bracha, then certainly is a problem because it's a bracha vatala. He says, "V'lo od afil soch ein asich masekes." The Rashba says, if you said something, you spoke, that's not a hesek. "Ki min adin ein sich a hesek, ella shesachach bein bracha l'tchilas amasa." The whole problem of making an interruption is from the time you said the bracha until you began the reading. However, if someone talked a little bit during the reading, then it's not an issue. Of course, that is referring to where you heard every single word, which means that there was a break in time and someone said something. So b'di'evid, you have fulfilled your obligation. Now, just one other thought, which is brought down in a Mishnah in Megillah, and after this we'll stop. The Mishnah tells us that Hakaris and Megillah Mafrei Lo Yatzav. The Mishnah says that if you read out of order, you've not fulfilled your obligation. And this is 100% lahalacha. In other words, this was a situation where there was a communal interruption, and the Shliach Tzibur stopped the reading, and because he stopped the reading for a short amount of time, in the middle, it was no big deal, you can come back and listen to the rest. A hesek is not an issue. The problem is, let's say a person listens to the first five chapters of the Megillah, and they have to walk out for some whatever reason, you have to walk out on the shul, and the chaz and the shliach tzibur continues his reading, and you come back, and you missed the sixth and seventh parak. So the question is, could you just listen to the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and then afterwards take a Megillah Kshera and read the two chapters that you missed? Absolutely not. That's considered to be Hakoris and Megillah Mafreya, and a person who read out of order, Lo Yatsa. So even though certain times of Halacha, B'di'evid, if you make a Hefsek, if you make some type of interruption, it certainly is not the preferable way. The halacha is brought down that the beginning of the brachos, once you said and or heard the brachos, you should not make any unnecessary interruption. And that's not only from between the bracha and the actual reading, but preferably throughout the entire reading, one should listen and not make any interruptions.